good Saturday morning, everybody. It is 8:31 here at AM 1340 KXEO. Time for the buzzer beater and a little bit of baseball going on this week. It is past the halfway point, All-Star game happening. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Michael Dougherty in the studio.
Yeah, you bet. It's time to get back at it.
And Maddie Tolbert here as well.
Good morning.
And Brendan McKeon.
Morning.
We got the whole team together here. It is, it's going to be an exciting show. We're going to talk a little bit about the All-Star game. One of Kansas City's Royals, Bobby Witt Jr., had a really nice performance there. I thought he was going to win it, but came up just a little bit short. We'll review his performance there. SEC Media Days going on also, and Mizzou, kind of the talk of the SEC. We'll see how well they do. We'll preview that also, and second half of the baseball season underway. Cardinals not able to play last night, but a doubleheader coming your way today. That's all coming up in the roundtable, but we want to welcome in our guest this morning. As a matter of fact, he is the newest member of the coaching staff of the Mexico High School Bulldogs football team. Kevin Kreidemeyer in the studio this morning. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Glad to have you in here. You know, you've coached at a couple of different places, but you've landed here in Mexico now. Tell us about your new role on the coaching staff here.
Really just whatever Coach Hack needs me to do. But working with the skill guys and the quarterbacks and then helping the guys on the back end defensively. Just trying to lend a little insight to, you know, how I see them sometimes when we played against them and how we can fix some things that we need fixing and just to get better.
Absolutely. We kind of talked about numbers last year being down just a little bit. You guys held your first scrimmage this week, is that right?
Yeah, we went to Quincy University. We got about 50 kids, 55 kids. We didn't take the freshmen up. Just because it's the QU camp's pretty intense. You get a lot of reps, and sometimes you're trying to get guys that didn't play quite as much last year some reps because we know who can play. You know, we've already seen those kids play last year, but we need to see some kids that, you know, if something happens, they haven't played. They played JV last year, and now they got to play varsity. We need to see them versus, you know, the Quincy High Schools, the Palmyres. You know, we need to see those kids play, and so we don't take their freshmen and then they're standing around watching for 2 hours. It's intense, and I think a lot of kids got a lot of good reps, and we got some film, and it was a good test for our kids.
As you look at your career, kind of walk us through that a little bit. I mean, you've been the top dog, and now an assistant position.
Yeah, I got out of Culver Stockton, and Coach Mr. Dorothy at Unity gave my first opportunity to be a head football coach, and it was neat. Being a co-op at a small school and left to go to Bowling Green and need experience. Coach Chance, those guys take very good care of me at Bowling Green. I really enjoyed that time and then left to go to Kirksville. And, oh, man, it was a good time up there at Kirksville. The kids and the family, everybody treated me really well. I've been very fortunate. Everywhere I've been blessed to have some good kids and the kids buy into the nonsense I spew out. They worked really, really hard. They've worked really hard, and I've been very appreciative of those times.
Did you live in Bowling Green when you coached there?
No, actually, I lived in Mexico.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if there's like a circumference that you're trying to hit, Bowling Green, Kirksville. I didn't know if you were going to Chillicothe next to get that drive.
We played Chili a couple of times in football and basketball, and it's a good place, great tradition, but I'm not going to Chile anytime soon ever. It's one thing. That's the way it happened. It's ironic, and I think when Coach Hag got the job, I interviewed for the job here in Mexico as well, and they went with Coach Hag, which is the smart decision. Trust me, he's a dang good football coach, and I just kind of bounced around, and my daughter should be a freshman next year, and it's time to be a little closer to home, a lot closer to home. It's kind of nice. I'm 5 minutes from the high school instead of an hour and a half. But it's been really good. I've been really happy. And Coach Hag and the staff, man, the kids have been amazing to me, and I'm really grateful.
Talk about what it's going to be like whenever you're going to face Kirksville this season, seeing some of your former kids out there on the field playing against them. How is that going to feel?
Oh, man. It'll bother me. I love those kids.
Yeah.
I mean, they give you what they gave you for 3 or 4 years, and you have to go over and watch them. You hope you've done a good job of impact on them.
Yeah.
But it'll be hard.
No doubt.
Excited, but and I'll be ready to beat them.
Hey, well, yeah.
You know, different than the Wednesday games they can, but when our expectations go up here and win. Yeah. You know, they'll come here, but I expect us to win and play hard. But, yeah, it'll be tough.
Well, I can understand that for sure. You coached girls basketball over in Kirksville for the past 2 years as well. And, you know, I remember you being on the sideline last year. Talk a little bit about, you know, the differences of coaching football and coaching girls basketball this morning a little bit.
Well, I think if you asked my girls, they'd probably tell you there wasn't much difference. You know, I've always tried to treat all of our – I try to treat all of our kids as athletes. They're out there, they play hard, they compete, give you great effort, and they're coachable, and that's why I treat them as athletes. And I think you build a different relationship with the girls as you boys, and it's different. But I love them all like daughters. I can't wait to see them play next year. It'll be difficult too when I come to watch them play. But it's hard. I mean, say girls tend to believe what you say a lot quicker, it seems like, whereas boys takes a little time to trust what you're saying and show them, and that's just, you know, I don't, it's just boys and girls are different, and it's the way it is.
You had a girl play football for you.
Yes.
Yeah. She was on my TikTok, and what was that like coaching a girl? Because I played middle school football, and it's different. So tell me what that was like.
It was hard. I mean, she made it easy. Now she kicked for us, and she didn't, and I asked her we tried to make it as open as possible. I said, listen, do you want to play wide receiver? Or do you want to do anything like this? And she said, no, I just want to kick. I'm like, all right. And she kicked for us, and she was awesome. It helped that she got, and it was a great mix. The boys got along with her. She got, they just accepted her. And so she's not the only girl I had at Kirksville. I had another girl plays at Kirksville. And she plays
O-line. What's the Oklahoma drill like? With
oh, my God.
Well, like I said.
Don't remind me. with my
kicker, she didn't get into Oklahoma drill. But there was one time where she kicked off and they broke off one on her. Somebody returned a punt, kick on her, and she was in the dead to rights and had to make a tackle. And just another step, and she was gonna make the tackle and get run over. One of our kids happened to come by and just clip him and knock him out of bounds. I was like, oh my God, because she was coming up and she's ready to go. It'll be a new experience because we didn't have her tackle. Yeah. We didn't do her things. Right. She was our kicker, and we asked her to kick, and she did a great job with it.
Wow, that's a good question, Maddie. I appreciate that.
I've always wondered because, like I said, she was on my TikTok. And I was like, Kritemeyer coaches you. Like, I know him. And I just thought it was cool.
No, she kicked for us, and she did an amazing job. And she would spend time. She spent time in the summer. She spent time before and after practice kicking. And she really took it to, you know, that was her job, and she owned it and was amazing. It was awesome.
Let's zoom in a little bit on this year's Mexico football team. Let's start on the back end of that defense. How do those guys look? Good hips. They lay low. The back pedal going good.
We look good. I mean, we've kind of, you know, with camp going on and us going to KU so fast, I think we spend more time on scheme and being able to communicate and trying to fix the things that we need fixed on the back end and in the pass game and run game, makes a lot of mix, than we do on technique. You know, this, when we get back to August, then we could split up and really focus on, you know, flipping our hips and knowing where we need to be when it comes to two verticals and a guy running across the middle and a dig around the post route. Who's got the thing? How are we going to fit that stuff? That stuff will happen in August where we, like I said, it's happened so fast. You got to get them ready to go to KU. And when you see wing T, you see a pro formation, you see spread, and you see all these different offensive formations, you have to be able to get lined up to even have success. So we spend more time schematically during camp. When we come back in August, we'll hit more technique.
So I'm curious, having played football for most of my high school, elementary school, grade school.
Reminiscing.
Yes. Are you more of a guy who's into technique, or are you more of a guy who's into scheme, or you consider yourself fairly equal in both? Because I know that, you know, from being coached from a number of different players, there are some coaches who are like, you got to be technique. I mean, your technique's got to be 100%. And then there are other guys who are just like, hey, you just got to know the scheme because you got to know when to rotate and where to rotate to and so on and so forth.
That's a great question because, you know, I've always been, you know, as I was younger, you're talking about scheme. And then as you get older, you start talking about more detail and whatnot. And I think there's a time and place for detail. And then there's a time and place where I need you to be here now at this point in time. And I don't care how you get there as long as you get there. And so I think I think it kind of goes hand in hand. I think, the detail will come. And usually by the time your detail gets you there. But I've told our guys when I was at Kirksville and other places, like when we run counter, listen, here's how I need to be. But I need you to be here at this point in time. You know, it's that, like I said, there's 1,000 ways to skin a cat. Like, listen, in cover three, I need you to be on top. I don't care how you get there. It doesn't matter, you know. But then, you know, when you get two verticals, I need you to be here specifically on two verticals. Well, what if he collisions two? Okay. If he collisions two, all right, I'm okay with it. Now you can squeeze one. But if he doesn't, I have to have you on top of one and two, or we're in serious trouble and it's a touchdown.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, details matter. But
you
then
just,
also,
you just lost Matt, by the way.
Sorry.
Like I said, he lost me a while ago.
Then, like I said, we were on a toss play, and we've told our kids to take this one type of step and to get us there. And we really hit it home. But then the other day, QU, we're doing it, and he's like, I can't get there. And for a comfort's sake, I was like, listen, the most important thing for you to do is be at that spot, catch that ball, and get out on the outside.
Yeah.
That's the most important. The grand scheme of thing of everything in life, I need to be at this point now, and so you can go score.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. Because when you start thinking about details, you start slowing down and everything like that. Just get to our spot.
You're doing a jab step, no misdirection.
Yeah. And so, like I said, it's, you know, details win games. You know, you make mistakes and you take care of the details and you don't make those mistakes. So there's a place for both, I believe.
Yeah.
Talk about your camaraderie with the coaching staff that's going on here already. You said, you know, every one of these guys usually get in the weight room and lift together, and you're kind of seeing that a little bit as you get acclimated here.
Yeah, it's funny because I walked in and Coach Hag and Coach Simmons over there lifting together, and Coach Barnett's over there doing his farmer's carry, and then, you know, it's like, all those guys are living like, man, I lost the boat. I didn't get no message about this. And, you know, it's just they're doing a good job taking care of each other and themselves and stuff like that. But it's been good. They've been really, really good to me. They've been very open about everything they do and how they do it. So it's been nice. It's been really nice.
Very nice. We want to say best of luck on your first season here with the Mexico Bulldogs football team. And thanks for coming in this morning. Hopefully you can stick around. We're going to do a round table here in just a couple of minutes.
I promise not to overcoach you up in the box. Okay?
That's okay. You're listening.
Mark that down. We have it recorded.
Do we have video? Do we have video?
You're all right. But yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Coach Greidemeier, thank you so much. We're going to come back with the round table here in just a moment on AM 1340 KXEO.